In the first aliyah of Parshas Va'era, we find the four lashonos of Gula, V'hotseisi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, and as the Ramban tells us, these are not just synonyms, they all convey different themes. V'hotseisi, that we left Mitzrayim, V'hitzalti, that we're not going to be slaves to anyone, V'ga'alti, that we were saved from the Mitzrim, and Vilakachti, that we became a nation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. And according to at least one opinion in the Yerushalmi, this is the inspiration for the rabbinic mitzvah of the Dalet Kosos. The Mordechai raises the question of why is it that we have wine specifically and not four types of meat? And some understand that the idea is that wine specifically elevates us to a different stage, and every lashon of Geula represents a new stage of redemption. Therefore, for example, the Netziv understands that that's the purpose of wine, to bring us from one stage to the next. This idea that the Dalet Kosos may represent the four lashonos of Geula is relevant to a chakira that the Achronim have as to how to understand the nature of the Dalet Kosos. The Brisker Rav has a chakira along these lines. It's a little bit differently presented the way he has it, but it's similar to this, that one could raise the question as to whether the mitzvah is a mitzvah of drinking, and then perhaps to drink four times to correspond to these four lashonos, or maybe it's a different mitzvah. Maybe the idea is that we have four mitzvos of speech Pesach night, and each one of those mitzvos should be done al hakos. Very often when we have a mitzvah of speech, we prefer to do it al hakos in order to give it more chashivas, and specifically Pesach night, we insist on doing these mitzvos al hakos because we want to show that we are in a situation of Cheirus, and therefore we insist that the mitzvot should be done in such a state in order to convey that. And those four mitzvot of speech, there actually are different ways to represent them, but let's assume for now that they would be Kiddush and Haggadah and Berachas HaMazon and Hallel, and each one of those should be done al hakos in order to convey Cheirus. So what difference would it make which understanding you take? Well, it could affect a few things. So, for example, there may be a machlokas among the Rishonim as to whether there's a concept of Shemaya Ka'ona when it comes to the Dalet Kosos. Tosfos, in the beginning of the 10th parak of Psachim, considers the possibility that Shemaya Ka'ona could work for the Dalet Kosos, while the Rambam doesn't have such a possibility. And this is something the Brisker Rav discusses, and that could reflect these two possibilities, that it could be that if we have here a concept of Bracha al HaKos, similar to Kiddush, so just as Kiddush is something that can be done through Shemaya Ka'ona, so too could be the Dalet Kosos also could have a concept of Shemaya Ka'ona. The Balabas could recite all of these mitzvos Salakos, and all the people at the table could hear him do so and fulfill their mitzvahs that way. While if it's a mitzvah of drinking four times, that's not something that really makes sense through Shemaya Ka'ona. That would be comparable to saying that you could fulfill the mitzvah of matzah by listening to someone else eat and hearing the crunch. So a mitzvah of achila doesn't lend itself to Shemaya Ka'ona, so to a mitzvah of drinking wouldn't either. So that could correspond to these two possibilities, although we should note that even Tosfos doesn't really seem to think that the full mitzvah of Dalet Kosos could be fulfilled through Shemaya Ka'ona. Tosfos was suggesting that the idea that the Mishnah has over there in Sadi Testament, Veis and Psachim, that one has to go to great extremes to fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, even if one has to take from staka, one has to nonetheless beg for money in order to fulfill this mitzvah, because it's a concept of Prisumanisa, they would have to do so for the Dalet Kosos as well. So maybe that should be sufficient just to have one set per household and to have everyone else fulfill it through Shemaya Ka'ona. So it could be that that was only addressing this extreme situation where somebody is begging for the Dalet Kosos, but it could be under normal circumstances, Tosfos probably would agree that ideally everyone should have their own set of Dalet Kosos. This is also relevant to the question of what is the shear of drinking for the Dalet Kosos. Tosfos is of the opinion that Moli Lugmav is sufficient, similar to Kiddush, while the Ran was of the opinion that one had to drink a Revius, although Rove or Revius, majority of Revius would be sufficient, and the Ramban and the Rambam understood that it had to be a Rov Kos, and as the Brisker Rav discusses this as well, that also seems to correspond to the various opinions here, that if one understands that it's a mitzvah of drinking, so then it should correspond to the question of what defines a Kos, either the Kos itself being a Revius at least or more, or a Revius being a representational kos, and then applying to that the concept of rubo kukulo. While if it's about making a brach al hakos, like Kiddush, so then the idea of malo lugmav would be sufficient. Another question that could be relevant to this issue is a question that a number of Achronim discuss, that let's say somebody is benching at the Seder night and he forgets to say Yalaviyavo. So then the halacha is he has to bench again, because since the meal is mandatory Pesach night, that's the halacha, that if one has a obligatory meal, such as on Shabbos or Yontif, and he forgets to say Ritzei Yalav Yavo, then the benching has to be repeated. In contrast to, let's say, Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh, if one forgets Yalav Yavo in those meals, there is no obligation to repeat benching, but at the Seder night, one would have to repeat the benching if they forget Yalav Yavo. So the question then comes up, does one have to repeat it with another kos? So if the idea is that one specifically has to bench al hakos on the Seder night, so then presumably there would need to be another kos together with that benching. But if the idea is that it's a mitzvah of having four kosos, so then you already have your kos, it's just the benching that has to be repeated, and there wouldn't be a need to have another kos with that extra benching. Although that's all assuming that the absence of Yalav Yavo actually made the benching invalid. That itself was a question, and that goes to the issue of what does it mean when we say that you have to repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavo? Does that mean that the benching was no good, or does it mean that the benching was fine, but there's a need to repeat it in order to say Yalav Yavo? If we assume the first way, that the benching was indeed invalidated, so then this question becomes relevant. So then, do we have to indeed have to do so with a kos again? Because if we understand that that's the nature of the mitzvah of dalei kosos, that it requires us to do all of these mitzvahs al hakos, then perhaps there would be an obligation to have the kos again. But if it's just an idea of having four kosos assigned in the various places in the Seder, so then it wouldn't necessarily require us to have another kos. This is also relevant to understanding a theoretical issue that the Gemara discusses. The Gemara says that shasan bevas achas, if one drinks all of it in one shot, that one doesn't fulfill the concept of kosos if he drinks them all in one shot. So what do we mean here when we say you're not in fulfillment? What does it mean to drink them all in one shot? So Rashi says that it means that you mix them all into one kos, into one big kos, and you drank it all together that way. And the Rashbam says, well, we wouldn't even think that that has any validity, because there's no upper limit to a kos, so that is all for sure going to only be considered one kos. What we mean is that you have four separate kosos, but you don't have them in the various places that they're supposed to be assigned in the Seder. So what these two opinions represent is that the first idea is that you're supposed to have four kosos specifically, so if you would mix them all into one kos, you'd be losing that, while the Rashbam is representing the idea that we want that the four kosos should be associated specifically with the four mitzvos. And if we lose that, that's where we lose the idea of the Dalet Kosos. So what we see here is that it seems to be two distinct possibilities, that either we have four Lashonos of Gula representing four Kosos, or we have the mitzvos of the Seder night, each one should be a Halakos, and that's why we have four Kosos. But it could be that these two paths actually could come together. And that's a notion that we find represented by the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma has a merging of the two ideas, although he counts the mitzvos a little bit differently. The way he has it is that we are referring here to Kiddush and to benching and to the two halves of Hallel. Those are the four mitzvos, the way he counts it. And he understands that there is a paralleling here between the four Lashonos and these four mitzvos, and that each one represents a desire on our part to meet the act of redemption from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our efforts meeting him halfway. So, for example, when it comes to Vahotzesi, so God takes us out, so we have to take ourselves out. And that's what Kiddush represents, the separation that we do to parallel God's act of Hotzah. And when it comes to v'hitzalti, so God saves us from our enemies, so we have to save ourselves. So how do we do that? We make sure that we are not going to fight with each other. And Berachas HaMazon represents that idea that we convey that we believe that we have enough, because sometimes we fight each other because there's a scarcity mentality and we believe that we have to be in competition with each other for resources. But if we believe that we have enough, we say that we won't have to fight with each other. So in each one of these mitzvos, we are showing that we are going to parallel God's act of redemption with a similar act of redemption of ourselves in a parallel way, and we are going to meet him halfway. So if this is indeed the case, so this could also explain the concept that we find in the Gemara in Psachim Adaf Kuf Yud Ches, that there is a fifth kos, which is optional. And if indeed that's the case, the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch talk about this kos, which is not likuva, it's optional, but the question is, if it's supposed to parallel the Lashonos of Gula, so then we need a fifth language of Gula for it to represent. So the Ravid has a notion that the fifth Lashon is what we find in Pasuk Ches, Vehevesi Eschem El Haaretz Asher Nasasi Es Yadi Lasei Sosa. So that's one possibility, but it's interesting that the Netziv has another possibility, and that's what we find already in Pasuk Zion, and that is Vidatem Keni Hashem Elokeichem Hamotzi Eschem Vitachas Tivlos Mitzrayim. And that's the verb that we, the Jewish people, have to do, that we know, that we recognize that Hashem is the one who freed us. And this is perhaps consistent with the Meshech Chachma's idea that all of the Lashonos of Geula are asking for us to do parallel actions to redeem ourselves. And so too, this fifth language is speaking to our recognition of God's redemption. And perhaps that's why it's one that's not obligatory, because not necessarily everyone is zochah to rise to that level, but that is certainly our aspiration. And that is what is represented by this crucial mitzvah of the Dalet Kosos.